I'm Alan Pennington, Waste Reduction Coordinator for Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in my studio today with my guest, Christy Reed, the Grand Hotel in Salem, and Sherry Miyake of Bentley's Grill. And we're going to get back to our wonderful guest here in just a second and get started, but I got a couple of announcements I need to get through today before we get on with our show. And one of the things I need to let you guys know is about our Master Recycler class, which is now available for folks to sign up. Applications for this upcoming class will begin January 22nd in 2015. And one of the cool things about this class is that you learn extensively about the how-tos and what-fors of recycling, along with classes on composting, worm raising, waste reduction, dealing with household hazardous waste, turning blue cart materials into art, and along with my favorite part, which is exciting, the field trips to places where the public does not get to tread. That's places where you could see some commercial recycling and composting, even a trip to the incinerator, much more. So if you want an application, just send an email to environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us or just go to www.mcrecycles.net. Also, it's time to make your Green Award nominations. At the 2015 Mid-Valley Green Awards, you'll have a chance to honor those business organizations and individuals that go the extra mile to do sustainable, earth-friendly actions that deserve both emulation and applause. Nomination categories include Recycler of the Year, Green Apple Award, the Sustainable Business of the Year, Earthwise Business of the Year, Sustainable Product Service of the Year, and that brand new category, Sustainable Brewery Wine Producer of the Year. So think about who your favorite, most deserving organization or person is and get that nomination in. How? Go to www.midvalleygreenawards.org. That's one great big old fat word. Okay. So the topic today is we're going to talk about sustainability and think about the hotel and restaurant business by picking the brains of my two lovely guests here today, Sherry and Christy. And I just want to kind of give you a little background here in that, typically we don't think of hotels as having a significant negative impact on the environment. But, you know, collectively, when you think about how many they are, they can be very wasteful and consume huge amounts of resources. It's been estimated that 75% of hotels' environmental impacts can be directly related to excessive consumption, particularly in relation to energy, waste, and water. For example, if we think about energy, hotels generally use more energy per visitor than local residents would typically use because they've got some pretty energy-intense facilities, such as bars, restaurants, and pools. And generally, they have more spacious rooms. Plus, they have lights that are burning all the time, and they have to maintain a comfortable temperature 24/7. When you think about waste, one estimate identified that the average hotel produces an excess of a kilogram of waste per day. That's a little over 2 pounds. But that approximately 30% of waste in hotels could be diverted through reuse and recycling. And, of course, water is an integral part of their amenities, too, as there's a lot of times there's swimming pools and landscape gardens and golf courses. You know, and think about the restaurant world, I'm not sure it's that much different. Restaurants are incredibly energy intensive. They use 5 to 7 times more energy per square foot than other commercial businesses. 15%, listen to this, 15% of the total water supply in the U.S., and the U.S. restaurant food waste ranges between 10 to 15%. That said, our two guests today work for businesses that strive to be as environmentally sustainable as possible. As the official waste reduction coordinator for the Earthwise program, I've had the pleasure of meeting both of them over the course of the last few years, and when I had the opportunity to be one of the hosts of this great program you're listening to, I was just chomping at the bit to bring them in and discuss all the amazing things that are going on at their hotel and restaurant business right here in little old Marion County. So with that, I'd like to start with the person on my left, which you can't see, is Christy Reed. Good morning, Christy, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Christy, so tell us just a little bit about yourself.
I'm Christy Reed. I was born and raised in Salem, Oregon. I currently live in Dallas, and I've worked for Vips Industries for over 21 years now, and I'm very proud to be part of the Earthwise Recycling Program as well as Master Recycler and get to work with you, Alan.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what is your position over at the hotel?
Oh, that would be good. Director of Sales and Marketing.
Director of Sales and Marketing. And Sherry, tell us about yourself.
Hi, Alan. Well, I work at Bentley's Grill. I have been there since this opening just over 9 years ago. It was 9 years in August. I am part of the management team, but in addition to that, I also deal with safety and green. And then I also help continue doing training and practices to keep our composting and recycling up to date.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. So that's who we have in here. So when I was giving the backstory regarding the sustainability impacts of hotelery and food service, I'm not sure if that's a word or not, but energy consumption pops up as one of the big focal points. So, Christy, tell us about some of the steps that the Grand Hotel has taken to lower their energy footprint. First of all, tell us about how big this place is and where it is for those folks who are not familiar with it.
Well, the Grand Hotel is located right in downtown Salem. Our whole block, consisting of the Grand Hotel, Salem Convention Center, and Bentley's Grill, actually takes up a whole city block between Commercial, Liberty, Ferry, and Trade Street. The hotel itself, and Alan, I looked this up, is over 152,000 square feet big. It's huge. We have five floors and 193 sleeping rooms.
Okay. And so let's, now that we know about the building itself, tell me about some of the changes you guys have done to be more efficient in the world of energy.
Gotcha. So when we first applied for Earthwise certification, one of the requirements was having compact fluorescent lights in our guest rooms in throughout the whole facility. So when you're thinking 193 rooms of light bulbs, that was a huge overtaking. And we did that almost seven years ago, and was a very successful program for us, saved a lot of money. One of the things that we're doing moving forward is switching out those CFL lightings to LED lighting. So each month we work on five sleeping rooms to change those fixtures out and make us even more efficient. Some other things that are coming soon is new lighting in the parking garage area. We also turn all of our computer monitors off at night. It's amazing how much those little suckers suck out of the energy. We turn all of our lighting off in the soda and snack machines. That's a huge cost savings each and every year. And we have several motion sensors and lighting also on timers throughout the facility.
You know, I love that about the vending machines. A lot of people don't think about vending machines, but they're running 24/7. A lot of times they're sitting in some lonely spot, and they're not getting used very often, and you don't really need them to be all lit up, but you're running that electricity to do so. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, let's get you into the conversation. That stat about the intensive energy use of the restaurant is kind of frightening, but it makes a lot of sense. You think about all that food prep machinery. You got the ovens, and you got burners cooking on back in all sorts of hours, at very high temperatures. You got exhaust fans that are spinning around trying to get the sucking out the smoke and heat. And then you got lights all over the place. So how in the world does Bentley what ways have they found to cut their energy use?
We have started doing some change out of our lighting fixtures, as the hotel has done, to help replace. We don't have to replace the light bulbs nearly as often, and they use less energy, which is huge because it does take a lot of lighting for that restaurant. It's pretty large size. We use natural gas instead of regular electricity to help maintain that. And then one of the things that we've done that was a change that we did but actually made a great impact is we had two entry doors into our restaurant, that was open to the outside and the other one that was to the hotel. And closing off the one that was open to the outside helps us maintain that temperature inside the restaurant. So rather than having cold air or hot air come in that has to run more air conditioning or heating, that helps keep our temperature at a level status. So that helps.
That's a great idea. And also about your, didn't you have some oil lights that you...
Yeah,
so you guys changed out at some point?
What we did is we had bar candles that were oil lights, and the amount that we had to go through, the cost that we were that it took, and then also the amount of product waste from the containers, because I think they were 8-hour containers, so you had to change them a lot. We switched over to battery-powered candles. They look great. And we switched over to lithium rechargeable batteries, so we don't have the waste of the batteries. That's been great as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I love those new candles that are fake. But they do. They even figure
they
out
flicker.
How to make it. They flicker, and they look real.
They do.
And you know what? If it's sitting up in a chandelier or far away, and, you know, after you've had a glass of wine, it just looks real.
Yeah.
And Christy, I remember when I first met you, it was back in 2008, and you guys were just doing that changeover to the with the CFLs. And one of the concerns was customer acceptance. Because you're going from incandescents, because everybody, you know, thought it was going to be really hard. So what did you guys get complaints or?
You know, it was kind of a mixed bag, more or less. We did have some guests that didn't think they were bright enough. It was a little confusing in the beginning because with CFLs, as you know, you have to turn them on and then they have to heat up, you know, to get to their full potential. So a lot of that was a learning curve. What's nice is through the years, people have changed these in their home. By now, when we did it, it was kind of still a new concept, or it was a newer concept. So people now, you know, take a few minutes, step back, let the light heat up, and then, you know, don't call the front desk saying that there's something that's wrong with it. One thing that we're excited about switching the LEDs, and we're not actually doing that in every fixture, simply because of the guest feedback on that. There's some lights that are easier to read by with a compact fluorescent. So we're switching out the lights to the LEDs in the high impact areas like the bathrooms, in front of the closet, in front of the mirror. As Scott would say, it's like walking on the sun in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah, the feedback on the 20 rooms or so that we have going right now has been very high.
Is it too soon to get any energy saving numbers on those, or how much money you're saving?
I think it is. I'm excited to wait to probably June to kind of get a full year under the belt. And once we have the entire hotel up and going with that program, we'll really be able to see an impact. But each month I know we're able to see something mm-hmm. on the bill.
Well, I also remember a stat that we looked at one point where you guys were saving about $800 a month just from switching over to CFLs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And when you think about that, that's about a little over $9,000 a year. And, you know, that's a lot of room rental to make up that. So that's a great avoided cost. So
it is. I tried to get that put into the sales budget, but they told me no.
Or just a big bonus for you. How about that? So anyway, so one of the other areas that I mentioned was an impact on water use. So, you know, we've got some of the best water in America, maybe the world here in Salem. We're blessed with that water coming out of the North Santa Ana River. And how do you guys, and I'll throw this out to whoever wants to answer first, don't argue over it. Who wants to talk about how do you guys reduce water use?
It's really tough on the restaurant side just because there is so much water that needs to be used for sanitizing and stuff that can't be adjusted. One of the gentlemen that work as our dishwasher, Jimmy, who has been recognized as part of our green team, he does a great job. And when you're washing that much product, to make sure that you're not doing partial loads and that you're utilizing as much space as you can rather than running an item through, that makes a big difference. You know, it's... Again, it is tough on the restaurant side because there is so much water that has to be used and can't cut down.
And what about, I've noticed that there's some restaurants that don't routinely bring out glasses of water unless it's requested. Do you guys typically do that as well?
We have not turned to that practice. They do that in the bar. We have a lot more flexibility in the bar to do that. I think locally people just prefer to have the water set at the table. They feel that it's part of the service mm-hmm. and that when they're not automatically given water, that it's an inconvenience. So, yeah.
Okay.
I will jump in real quick with that because I know the Bentley servers, they come and fill the water glasses after the guest has sat down. So at that point, the guest has the option to say no, thank you, mm-hmm. if they're not wanting if they're not wanting beverage at that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about the hotel? What are you guys doing to try to cut back on water use?
Well, all of our rooms, we use the low-flow shower heads and the toilets, and have been doing that. The hotel was built with those in place, so that is great. We discontinued our water bottle service in the sleeping rooms a few years ago, and got very little kickback from that at all.
Was that like just giving a plastic bottle of water? Is that what you're talking
right,
about?
Right, okay. Right. We just stopped buying them, stopped putting them in the rooms, and didn't hear any negative feedback whatsoever on that. So that was great. A big area that we have in the hotel is the laundry room. And in any organization that you have when you're trying to accomplish a big project as sustainability, it really takes a team. Jimmy in Bentley's is a phenomenal asset. He runs that dish pit like nobody's business. And really just monitors the water use. I can say the same for Etta and the ladies in the laundry. You know, we don't run partial loads. We only run full loads of laundry. Everything is like a tight drum in there. They monitor everything and is a huge asset to the whole sustainable project that we do down there.
That's great. And, you know, it's so important to have everybody on board there. So I know you guys have done a lot to encourage that the employees are not only trained but embrace those measures. So one of the things that I really enjoy about you guys, it's kind of the crazy side of the what we call the block, the hotel, the restaurant, and the convention center, is that the waste reduction aspects of your businesses. Both of your companies have found some really amazing ways to cut waste. For example, I read a case study about Bentley's Grill that said y'all are able to reduce garbage so much that you've, instead of filling 3 garbage bags a day, you've gone to twice a day, and the restaurant has 1 garbage bag every third or fourth day. So that's just a great stat. And so you guys are recycling a lot, and you are doing just, I mean, the things that you showed me, Sherry, that you guys are picking through there to recycle. So tell us about that.
We recycle every little bit and piece that we can. I mean, absolutely everything. Couple of examples of what we do. Bottle caps, wine foils get recycled, corks, bag ties. We recycle all of our bags, used straws, napkins get composted, just any little piece, the toothpicks we separate out. So we make sure that everything that can be recycled or composted is. And it's amazing because we've got the 3 cans in the back that are side by side, and the garbage can is the smallest can. It is the one that gets used less. So that's amazing.
Yes, it is. And let's see, there was something else that I was thinking. I drew a blank there. So, Christy, what about you?
As far as our recycling? Oh, I love it. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Have you seen her office?
Yeah.
Actually, we're talking about the woman. She's kind of the crazy woman of recycling. So,
yes, we too recycle just about everything that we can. If we don't know what to do with something, I tear up every time I have to put something in the garbage I don't know what to do with, and that's why I call you, Alan. Thank you for being such a great resource on those things. But really, you know, it's all about just getting stuff into the right container and working on it as a team. You know, we're not perfect. It's training every day, training the new people, and just making sure that every little widget and doodad has a place to go. And if it doesn't, then we'll make an art project out of it.
Yes. So, for example, I remember when you guys got really serious about, say, styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember everybody just started dropping off styrofoam in Christy's office.
Yes. Those were the good days.
Yes. Okay. So, anyway, there's also another thing that you guys are involved with, something called Clean the World. Tell us about that.
We are. We love Clean the World. We're very excited to be the very first hotel in the entire state of Oregon to participate with this program. What this program is recycling all of the used soap, lotions, shampoos, conditioners from a guest room, shipping them to a place now located in Las Vegas, their office. And what Clean the World does is it remanufactures these products and ships them out not only locally throughout the continental United States, but all over the world to communities that wouldn't have these products otherwise. So it really helps with, disease, cleanliness, mothers and children who just really need that product. We are very thankful to be able to participate with this program. It's a huge honor. It's a wonderful program. And our guests who know about this as well really kind of dig it. So they like that. That's one of our big projects that we do.
That's super. And just so you know, it did have sort of a there's been some fallout there in that the Marion County Jail now also does the same thing because they use so many little pieces of bars of soap and mm-hmm. little bottles of shampoo that, a lot of times somebody's coming in there, they're not there for very long, and it would just get tossed, but we're capturing that, so to speak, and
sure.
And we're shipping that off just like as you are. So that's it's
awesome.
A great program.
Very
so,
cool.
Sherry, about 6 years ago, Bentley's, the Salem Conference Center, and Cascade Baking were asked to participate in a pilot food composting project to work out the kinks, and which is now the food composting project that's now going on in both Salem and Kaiser. So basically all the residents are now able to have their compost, their food thrown into their green yard cart and hauled off and get composted. And it's also opened the way for businesses to also do that should they choose to. So how did that work out for you guys, and how's it working right now?
It's been great. And I've got great people working in the back in the prep area that help make sure that everything is being separated out as it should. And it's amazing how much compost ends up going out. If you think of when you're making dinner at home, how much waste product you have, peeling your carrots, taking the tops off of whatever. And all of that now goes into compost bins rather than being put in landfills. It was first brought to us, it was a foreign thing for our back of the house staff, and it was a learning process of your food products that go in there, but it's hard to, separate. Do shells go in there? Yes. Do bones go in there? Yes. Do wooden skewers go in there? Yes. And so that was a learning process for us, and we got to do it together, and then move that to the front of the house with our servers and what they can separate it out. And what we've done to help with the composting and recycling is we just took away the garbage can accessibility. We didn't make it easy for people to throw away stuff. They had to walk to a garbage can that was farther away. But we put compost and recycling bins everywhere. So it's amazing how well it's worked and how the staff talks to each other and ask questions, and we retrain and quiz people on where does this go and do projects like that help keep it very active. It's been very successful and amazing to watch.
Yeah, and having been through your have the pleasure of going through your kitchens, I've seen that. And you're absolutely right. It's the garbage can is definitely the one, kind of the lone stranger off the side. And
it
you guys
is.
Have done a fantastic job with that. So what about food that's still edible? Have you guys found a source for that? I mean, can you?
We do. So any product that hasn't been exposed to our guests, if we have banquets that we have to make extra food for, and then that product does not go out onto the banquet line, we can actually give that to the Union Gospel Mission. We have kind of partnered with the conference center, the convention center, and they have an area in their kitchen that they put product that can go to them, and we take that over there, and that gets taken over the Union Gospel Mission. And of course, the key is to just not have any waste if at all possible, and that's what we'd like to do. So
yes, that's a great story. It's good not to throw anything away that you don't have to. So how do you guys over in Bentley, how do you get everybody on board?
It's a requirement. It's part of our mission statement, and we, you know, from day one when we hire an employee, we let them know that it's not an option. It's a job requirement. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I do a lot of dumpster diving. You know, I make sure that if anything does get thrown away, that I'm pulling it out and putting it where it belongs. And then we just talk with staff. And again, we do retraining in all employee meetings and try to make them fund projects to, you know, we'll give them a scavenger bag, and then they've got to separate everything out. And then we talk about it. So, you know, keeping it something that we're doing actively all the time is great. And I'm just very impressed with how the staff has gotten on board. And then that, you know, that goes to their homes. They take those practices and use them at home. And then they also, you know, share that with their family members. So that's great.
And you know, I really do see that, too. It's genuine enthusiasm that I see in both of you guys' as businesses, of people wanting to do that right thing. So it's my hats are off to you.
They're scared, Alan.
Is that what it is? Are they scared of you, Christy?
No.
So back in 2011, you guys won the Green Award for Large Sustainable Business of the Year. It was an interesting submission in that it was pretty unique because we had three different entities, Bentley's, the Grand Hotel, and the Salem Conference Center, were nominated as one entity. But in reality, you guys are all run separately. Vips owns the hotel and the restaurant, but they're operated separately. And the Salem Conference Center is actually owned by the City of Salem. But how does this work? I know you guys have a very tight partnership. How do you guys make that practical?
Well, the staff at the Convention Center is actually Vips employees. So we all are going towards the greater good for the company, and then have the city there as a partner. And from day one, it has been a wonderful relationship. I'm going to revert back to the teamwork. As far as the block goes and our sustainability efforts, it's really, you know, all for one and one for all. We can't succeed without each other. And we just have a phenomenal team. It was really great to be able to put in that nomination for the whole block, because it was really all of us that that had the effort into that nomination. I mean, everything, we cross over all the time. We really don't have the lines that you might think. I mean, we're all run separately. We each have our own budgets. But as far as employees and where help is needed, I mean, Sherry comes over and helps me when I need help. I in Bentley's all the time. Convention Center, same thing. You know, it's all for the greater good. So the city does own the Convention Center, but the staff on the entire block are all Vips employees.
Well, that's it's good to hear that, because you guys really do work as a team. It's just amazing. I love that. You guys give off good vibes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Good vibrations coming from downtown. Anyway, you guys, we've pretty much run out of time to chat. Maybe someday we'll get you guys back in here. And maybe with Christy Birch from the Conference Center, too, they'll have the whole trio of the folks that run that place over there. So thank you both very much.
Thanks,
Alan. Thank you.
And I just wanted to remind all our listeners that they want to join us probably again in 2 weeks. On Thursday, November the 20th, is my co-host, Jessica Ramey, our brand new Marion County Waste Reduction Coordinator, one of the greatest title names of all, joins me to chat with Ashley Zanoli. How's that for a good name? Ashley Zanoli is an environmental engineer with the US EPA who will link up with us live from Seattle to discuss their huge West Coast efforts with the Food Too Good to Waste campaign. It ties in nicely with the Thanksgiving that is approaching, and also what we talked about with Sherry over at the restaurant there. I think you're going to find it very a very interesting topic, and it's right there in the midst of the holiday feeding frenzy. And as always, I'd like to hear from you.
You're listening
to take a look at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us, or go to Facebook page or to YouTube and just give us a holler. Anyway, great talking to you. See you in 2 weeks.